Jesus said, "If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Aloha and welcome to Free Inside with Reverend Bulla and Lynn Eastman, an outreach for the broken, lost, and incarcerated. Let's join Reverend Bulla and Sister Lynn for tonight's message of truth.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. You're listening to Free Inside, a radio program reaching out to the broken, the lost, and the incarcerated. I am Pastor Bulla Eastman. I'm going to be your host tonight, and this could be your first time. This could be your fifth time. You could be like our dear Kapahulu sisters who have been listening to us for 7 short years. Thank you so much. But I know that God will touch your heart to the Free Inside pastors tonight. I'd like to introduce you to my beautiful bride, my wonderful co-host, my awesome wingless angel, but most notably, Hawaii's number one animal lover. And I'm talking about Lady Lynn.
Go, go. Well, that was supposed to be a dove because it's just you and me today in the studio.
Well, it's a special night. Pastor Kawa Kwan is on assignment, so it's just you and me. It's just like the old time.
Let me hear your dove. It's not a dove.
I don't know what that was. But anyway.
You know, it's a motivational Monday, brothers and sisters. So mahalo, wherever you are, for hearing the voice of the Lord telling you to tune in tonight, this Monday night, for Free Inside. Because God wants to reach, teach, he wants to free you, he wants to speak to you, he wants to heal you. And why? Because he loves you. Bulla?
Free Insight comes with pastors from all over the island of Oahu. Pastor Kawa Kwan.
Motivational Mondays.
Pastor Bird Mahelona.
Thankful Tuesdays.
Pastor Via First Lady Tamara Muasau.
Worship Wednesdays.
Pastor Barry Naone.
Turnaround Thursdays.
Pastor James Kimo Williams.
Freedom Friday.
And last but never the least, Pastor Calvin Baker.
Put me in, Coach, our on-deck pastor.
Well, it is Motivational Monday. Pastor Kwan's on assignment, like I said earlier. So you're going to have Pastor Bulla and Evangelist Lynn this evening, all the way from the Salem Studios in Kalihi.
Praise the Lord. We would like to give shout outs to all of the prisons in Hawaii and all of the inmates that listen to Free Inside at FDC, Halava, OCCC, Waiava, WCCC, Laumaka, to name a few. Special shout out to Sorora Prison in Arizona, where 1,800 Hawaii men are incarcerated. Whoop, whoop, Faith Pod. And the Arizona surrounding prisons, Eloy Detention Center, La Palma, Red Rock, Florence, and our very special friend Ed Amen, and the other prisons that can listen to our radio program or podcasts.
If you happen to be checking your email or on the internet, go check out our website. We had it recently renovated. It looks really nice. We brought it up to the 2019
very
model.
Nice, very free nice.
FreeInsideMinistry.org, FreeInsideMinistry.org. There's actually a donation tab right there. It'll take you to a safe and secure location. You make a one-time donation, you can become a monthly partner. Either way, thank you in advance. And to remind you, every dollar we receive goes to ensure that this program stays on the airwaves, because we derive no income. Because we're all invested in the outcome. And we've got to wait till the pearly gates to find out what that is. But in the meantime, we have these things called paydays. Now, I just lost about 9 of you, but I want to explain. Paydays are when we get mail from you telling us how much you like the program, how we can improve the program, or you just want to say, how's it? And the way you do that is by using the U.S. Postal Office, and thank you for asking for the address. It's P.O. Box 89253, P.O. Box 89253. That's Honolulu, Hawaii, 96830. We're going to got a great song. It's Israel Houghton and Byron Cage, Give Thanks. And then we've got a powerful message. It's like old times, just me and Lady Lynn, and we got something to share tonight. But right now, let's praise the Lord.
Psalms 107 and 1 declares, it says, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, and his mercy, it endures forever." Come on, put your hands together with us as we sing this song of praise unto his name on this day. Let me say it first.
Oh, 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 give thanks unto the Lord for the great things he has done and all.
Thanks to the Lord.
Come
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you once again for tuning in tonight. It's Free Inside. It is Motivational Monday. We are in special assignment. Pastor Kawa Kwan happens to be in California on assignment, so it's just me, and it's my beautiful English angel right here, Lady Lynn. Say hello, Lady Lynn, to Facebook land.
Good evening. How you doing? How you doing? Good to be here.
So it's just like old times once again. You see, I was glad when they said, let us go into the house of the Lord. This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name. Oh, clap ye hands, all ye people. Come on, let's get excited for Jesus. Because in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God and the Word was God. You see, sometimes we just got to get back to the beginning, saints. We just got to get back to the beginning where there was no drugs, when there was no bottle, when there was no abusive relationship, when there was no anger, no fornication, no swearing, no gossiping, no murmuring. We got to get back to when there was no disobedience. We got to get back to the beginning, because in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God. Hallelujah. We got to get back to the beginning, church, because the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to proclaim the good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners and the recovery of sight for the blind, to set the oppressed free, and to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. I don't know if you can tell, but I'm excited. And our focus verse tonight is going to be from the book of Joel. And I'm going to have Lady Lynn share that. Book of Joel, chapter 2, verse 1.
Blow the trumpet in Zion. Sound the alarm on my holy hill. Let all who live in the land tremble. For the day of the Lord is coming. It is close at hand.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You see, too many times, and this is the problem with the church and everyone else today, guys, we want to talk about the joy, and that Jesus got a lot of joy, but we want to ignore the coming judgment. And I'm here to tell you, we want to be known as loving Christians, and that's sweet, but there's more to it than just living and loving a good life for God.
Amen.
We have a responsibility. I was going to say that again. We have a responsibility to warn those that we love and those that don't know the name of Jesus
There
are consequences to sin.
Consequences.
Somebody's going to listen to me tonight, and one of it
that's
is there's
right.
future judgment, and the judgment is coming. We just said that in the book of Joel, Lady Lynn. It says judgment is coming. You see, we live in a sick, secular, sinful world. If you don't believe me, just read the newspaper. Just turn on the TV. We live in a dying world, but we serve a living God. Somebody
Thank
give me a
God.
Hallelujah.
The
world is filled with people, problems, pressure, and pain. But don't let the world dictate how you operate or how your heart operates. You're in this world, gang, but we're not of this world.
Hallelujah.
Because he who is in you is
greater than he who is in the world.
Hallelujah. Brother and sister, there's no such thing. Let me say this real slow so those in the back of the bus can get it tonight. There's no such thing as a comfortable Christian. I've read the Bible a few times. I've never seen that, because you know why? It is a battle zone out there. It is
battle
a war
zone.
Out there. They are battling for your soul. They're
yes,
battling
they are.
For your kids. They're fighting for your wife. They're fighting for you. They want to seek. They want to kill. They want to destroy. That's all they want to do. And they're going to come after your family if they can't get after you. In John 10:10, and Lady Lynn's going to share that with you.
The thief cometh not, but to steal, kill, and destroy. But I have come that you might have life, and you might have it more abundantly. Bula?
You know, the wonderful thing about that is in the King James Version, there's no guarantee. Some of the versions in the Bible will say you will have life and you'll have it. No, there's no guarantee. You see, there's a choice to be made.
Might.
It says you might. Exactly. And if there's a might, Lynn, there's got to be a
might not.
So that means there's a choice that's got to be made. The choice in heaven has already been made for your soul. The choices on earth is if you're going to follow a true and living God. Hallelujah. Because you see, he is the great I am. Let me say that again. He is the great I am. He's not the great I was, the great I might be, the great I may be, the
preacher,
great I'm going to think about. He is the great I am. Now, I need more time, but I don't have enough time tonight. I got to get somewhere. But God's name is I am. He is the great I am. He is the Alpha and the Omega. He is the author and the finisher. He is the beginning and the end.
He is
the great physician. He don't practice medicine. Doctors practice medicine. He's the great healer.
He don't
practice law. He is the law. The one who was and is to come. I don't know if you can tell, but I'm excited tonight.
Woo!
Because the Son of God became the Son of Man so that the sons of man could become sons of God. Without that, we wouldn't
come
have
on,
a future.
Somebody.
That's right. We don't be so sanctified. Get out of yourself. Get God some praise tonight. For those of you that are in yourselves tonight, just give God some praise. Start praising his name.
Yes, Jesus.
Because it's not about how you feel. It's all about his will.
Not anyone here.
Don't hear what I'm not saying, but hear what I'm saying. The joy, I'm going to say it again, gang. I'm getting real excited now again. The joy of the Lord is our strength. Now, we can just stop right there and take a time out. If the joy of the Lord is our strength, do you think God is ever going to have a sad day? God's always happy. God's always joyful. Mm-hmm. If that's true, then we have no reason to be weak, because the joy of the Lord is our strength. Hallelujah. And tonight, if I were to have a title for this brief message, it would be Wake Up.
Wake Up.
And if I were to have a subtitle, it would be I said wake up. Now, that's kind of easy to remember, but it's in the book of James, chapters 2, verse 19. Lady Lynn's going to read this.
You believe that there is one God, you do well. Even the demons believe and tremble.
And once again, our focus verse this evening is in Joel, the Old Testament, chapter 2, verse 1.
Blow the trumpet in Zion, sound the alarm on my holy hill. Let all who live in the land tremble. For the day of the Lord is coming. It is close at hand.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We're not playing games. It says it right there.
It's for real.
The day of the Lord is coming. It is close at hand.
Woo!
You see, in the first chapter of Joel, if you were to study that out, the prophet is talking about the locusts and the caterpillar sent by God. They've destroyed everything in sight. But in chapter 2, the preaching of the prophet increases in its intensity, because now behind the locusts exemplified, there is more terrible visitation. He sees on the horizon the nations hostile to his people. He sees them bent on destroying each other. I say, let the priest stir up the people for a fast and for the defense of their land. Thus the trumpet blows is not for all the people, but for the believers. Because it says what? Blow the trumpet. We're in Zion. Sound the alarm on my holy hill. We're talking about the believers. Pay attention, because he's telling the pastors to stir the people up. Or in what did I say the title of tonight's message was?
Wake up.
The locusts have done their work. They've left the mark on the country. They've already done their damage. Now, what happens? It's the day of Jehovah. The manifestation of his power is approaching. It is imminent. It is going to happen. There's no way you can avoid it. It is going to happen. Church. And anyone listening to this program tonight, you want to share this on Facebook Live later tonight, the signs are everywhere around us.
It's everywhere.
The end times are not near. As Brother Teneri Ma'afala always says, the end times are here. But we've been given an assignment, church. Say assignment.
Assignment.
And it's in the book of Matthew, chapter 28, verse 19, that Lady Lynn would read that for us this evening.
Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age.
Hallelujah. It is a wake-up call.
It is a wake-up call.
We have sounded the alarm. And we're reading it in the Bible because the Bible is the approved, the authorized, it is the inspired, inerrant, and infallible Word of God. It has 66 books to comprise the one book. It is 1,137 chapters. Mm-hmm. It is 31,102 verses. And every single word is inspired by God and God alone.
Yes.
How many of you saints are thinking we're living in the end times? We're living in the last days.
Just
open your eyes. Look how crazy the world is. I've got the Bible fires. For you. So if you've got your notebook out and you're taking notes this evening, I'm going to be giving you actual examples with biblical references to back up what we're saying.
Bring the word. In our church, we say, bring
the book, read the book, and open the book. And if you cannot back it up with scripture, then just keep backing it up. Because you have to realize that we're closer to the end times than we are to the beginning. Because if we can realize that, then maybe somebody out there is going to really hear the message of salvation tonight. Someone who will realize that tomorrow is promised to no one. Someone's going to realize that they might need to change their ways. It is Motivational Monday. I'm here to motivate you to wake up. That's a sound the alarm. Wake up, Lynn. Every time that alarm clock rings in the morning, what does everybody do?
Wake up.
If we can do that for a silly clock, can't you do that for the Word of God?
Amen.
The clock is not going to change your life, but the Word of God will pull you out of the pit you're in.
Tick tock.
That's right. As Pastor James Eric Williams says, are you going on the
tick?
Or are you going on the tock? Now, for those of you that are incarcerated right now, some of you might be serving a long time. You know what? You're serving a life sentence. We're serving a life sentence. We're serving a life sentence serving Jesus Christ. No matter if you're incarcerated or if you're on the outside, we're all going to die. Nobody gets out of this thing alive. You're either going to go on the tick or you're going on the talk. The question is, where are you going to go? Because we all live for eternity. But where will you be living?
I'm going to the Father.
We're going to the Father. But you see, the Bible describes events and conditions. Somebody say that. Events and conditions.
Events and conditions.
That would mark the conclusion of the current system of things, or the end of the world. Actually, Matthew 24:3 would do
share
that.
Share it to us. Share it to
the
us.
The Bible calls this time period the last days. The time of the end, or end times. Following are some features of these last days or end times, or prophecies. I'm giving you scripture. If you want to write them down, you can see that I'm telling the truth, because I wouldn't tell you anything that isn't in the Bible. Would you believe that we're having war on a larger and larger scale?
Yes.
I would agree with that. You can look at Matthew 24:7, Revelation 6:4. That will explain that prophecy. Do you believe that there's famine around the world right now?
There is.
There's famine all around the world. That's in Matthew 24:7, Revelation 6:5 and 6. Now, have you noticed there's more earthquakes going on around the world?
Yes, Pastor.
Especially in the Pacific Rim right now.
Mm-hmm.
Luke 21:11, explain that. Do you believe that there's epidemics of terrible diseases worldwide?
Yes, Pastor.
Luke 21:11. Would you believe that there's an increase of crime in the world?
Yes, yes, yes.
Matthew 24:12. Would you believe that mankind is ruining Mother Earth? We don't have to say that. Revelation 11:18. Now, here's one that you'd have to think about maybe for a half a second out there. Would you believe that people's attitudes are more disloyal, they're more ungrateful, they want to argue, we've got slanderers, we've got people acting with no self-control, they have their lover of goodness, betrayers, they're puffed up with pride. Do you know anyone like that in your neighborhood?
2 Timothy 3:1-4.
Right there. Would you believe, and in this day where the divorce rate is so high, and we have so many single parents out there trying to raise a family, would you believe that the breakdown of the family, with people who have no natural affection and children are being disobedient to parents?
2 Timothy 3:2-3. It's for real.
Walking around, would you believe that the love of God is growing cold in most people?
Matthew 24:12.
Would you believe that there's displays more and more of religious hypocrisy out there?
2 Timothy 3:5.
Increase. Are you believing that there are more people tending in the church to look towards the end time prophecies? That'd be in the book of Daniel 12:4. But do you believe now also on the other side that there's global preaching of the good news of the kingdom of God?
Yes, Matthew 24:14.
But would you believe that there's widespread apathy around the world? They even ridicule the evidence of the approaching end times.
That too, Matthew 24:37-39, 2 Peter 3:3-4.
Would you believe that there is the fulfilling of these end time prophecies, not just a few, but most of them? And you're going to find that in
Matthew 24:33.
I ask you again, those listening tonight on the radio, wherever you may be, because you don't have to be locked up to be locked out. Those on the Facebook Live right now, you have to ask yourself, are we living in the last days?
We are living in the last days.
You have to say yes. You got to be living in a cave if you wouldn't agree. Because the world conditions, as well as the biblical chronological order we've just given you, they indicate the last days are here already. But God's kingdom begins ruling in heaven. And one of his first conditions was to throw the devil, Satan himself, Lucifer as I call him, throw them out and the demons from heaven, and restrict their activity to earth. And that was found in
Revelation 12:7-12.
That's a great battle. You want to read that.
Amen.
But you see, the problem is you can see the enemy's influence.
Yep.
You can see Satan's hand on mankind all around us. You can see it in the attitudes and the actions of those around us, even those that we love, even those in the church. The enemy is in the church.
2 Timothy 3:1.
Just look at the 638,000 abortions in the United States.
So help us.
In 2018.
Help us, Lord.
You can't smoke in a restaurant, but you can murder an innocent child.
Help us, Lord.
I'll say that again so somebody might get that tonight. You can't smoke in the restaurant, but you can murder an innocent child.
Our priorities are all messed up.
Let me try it this way so maybe some of you can get a better grasp of where I'm trying to go. The sounding of the alarm has different meanings for everyone, but this alarm that has been biblically spoken and written, it's time to wake up, church.
Yes.
It's time to wake up. You see, because as believers, if we know better, then we should do better. See, and I'm not trying to do this to get everyone scared. I want everyone to catch this now. I want everyone to be prepared.
Prepared.
You said, Pastor Bula, did you say prepared? No, I didn't. I said prepared.
Prepared.
It's good to be prepared, but it's better to be
prepared.
That's right. We all need prayer. But you see, I want to let someone know tonight. You're sitting on the edge of your bunk. You're looking up at that little window in your cell, and you're saying, but Pastor Boo, you don't know what I did. You don't know where I've been, and I don't know if I've got any hope. I'm telling you tonight, as I'm sitting here on the other side of this microphone and in front of this camera right now, I'm telling you, God is all you need. In the book of Psalms, chapter 104,
verses 10 to 17, it reads, "The animals only eat because I feed them. The birds only eat because I feed them. The cattle only eat because I feed them. The people eat because I feed them. God declares, I am your source. I am your starting point." Bula?
Hallelujah. You know, it's what we would sing, and we know it as the doxology. And the doxology was go, "Praise God from whom all blessings flow.
Yes.
Praise him, all creatures here below. Praise him above, ye heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost." You see, everything comes from above. Everything comes from the Father.
Yes, God.
And sometimes we just forget that. I don't know how we can, but that's just how we are.
Mm.
We forget that God gives us it. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. We own nothing. We basically own nothing. We cannot do anything. Everything belongs to the Father.
Amen.
And the reason we came on this night is Pastor Kwan is on assignment in California. However, I believe the Lord wanted you to hear this message tonight about sound the alarm and wake up. Because as the doxology said before, "Ho'onani ikama kuomao, keikeki me ka'ohaneno, kea kuomao ho'omaika ipu, kokeya ao, kokela ao." That is the doxology in Hawaii. Having the privilege and the honor to go to Kamehameha schools, we would sing that. I never would understand how much that song would mean this later stage in my life.
Amen.
See, because we would sing it as kids, and we would kind of joke around. But now when you are a minister of the gospel of the good news of Jesus Christ, knowing that the magnitude of those words that you're singing, that you're praising God, that you're claiming where all the blessings flow, that it takes on a whole new meaning. See,
yes.
When you get an appreciation, when you set your affection upon God, as Pastor Williams has taught us, life takes a different flavor. Life
it
takes
does.
A different ambiance. Life takes a different meaning to you
yes.
because everything becomes more relational. You see, it's always about the relationship because religion kills, but relationship builds. Hallelujah. I'll say that again to get that. Religion kills, but relationship builds. You see, God didn't say, go build my church. He said, go build my kingdom. We have to be kingdom-minded, church. We have to go out together. We have to collectively come together in unity. We have to stop all the division amongst us. And we have to be able to just come together and keep our eyes focused on him. Because I remember the Lord said he would never leave us
nor forsake us.
I'd like to take this opportunity now to pray with those that are listening and those that are watching this evening.
Amen.
Epulikako.
Let us pray.
Ikeakua kahoonania.
To God be the glory.
Heavenly Father, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, the Christ of Nazareth.
Yes, God.
We thank you for hearing this prayer this evening.
Yes.
Father God, I pray that anyone who does not know you as the Lord and Savior would
confess their sins
and accept you tonight.
And accept you tonight.
So that we know that they would be living in the house of the Lord.
In the house of the Lord.
Forever.
Forever.
Now Jehovah Oye ho my ka imai a emalama mai. Now Jehovah e kao mai ka malama lama. Okono maka maluna iho o ake loko mai ka imai ya oe. Na Jehovah e maliu mai ya oe, ai haavi mai ya maluno. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. And all the saints we say,
amen and amen.
Thank you. Thank you for tuning in tonight.
Hallelujah.
And you know, we love you guys so much.
But God loves you so much more.
God loves you so much more. Because he can. Because he's omnipotent. He's omniscient.
He sure is.
And he's omnipresent. And I'll leave you with this tonight. There is nothing you've done. There is nothing you're doing. There is nothing you're going to do that will ever, ever separate you from the love of God. Nothing. If you don't do it for yourself, do it for your kids.
Yes.
Do it for your family.
Hallelujah.
Do it for your family. Well, tomorrow night is Pastor Bird, so we got two words.
Buckle up.
It's going to be exciting. Hey, guys, we'd love to stay, but we got to go. So,
ahoy-ho.
You've been listening to Free Inside with Reverend Bulla and Lynn Eastman. We hope tonight's message has blessed and encouraged you. If so, we'd love to hear from you. Email Reverend Bulla at freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call area code 808-222-2822. That's freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call 808-222-2822. This program is sponsored by the Tolbert Foundation and by Fishers of Men Ministries. Remember, if the sun sets you free, you shall be free indeed. Free inside. Until tomorrow night at this same time, may God be with you.